Welcome to Musical Notes. My guest today is Adrian Hillman. Adrian Hillman, if you don't know, is one of the co-owners of Casey Bonker Toy and Coffee, Quincy Street in Hancock. And she has been a lifelong musician, singing back as long as she can remember. Thank you for joining us today, Adrian.
Oh, it's so nice to be here. Thank you, Chris.
You are quite spectacular. I want you to, if you would, entertain our friends with your story of Walmart and the pumpkin.
Okay, so I go into Walmart, I run into my little friend, and I ask her, she's 6 years old, I say, shall I buy a pumpkin? She says, yeah, you should buy a pumpkin. You should get the biggest one. And I put that pumpkin into my cart, and then I walked, and you see there was no music on the radio in there, and all of the faces were heavy drawn, and then that pumpkin started to cause a song to gurgle in my stomach, and I don't know, maybe I'm not comfortable with downtime, maybe I don't know if there's space, then music happens, and I always did feel like I was in a musical, and then that gurgling happened, and all of a sudden it was, do you go ahead and buy a pumpkin time, and I was singing, and the lyrics were coming. I really like to improv because I like to pretend like it's all there and ready for you, and it really ends up being that way a lot of times, so I might have been wandering around Walmart singing as loud as I felt like it about buying a pumpkin and rhyming and looking folks in the eyes, just longing. The thing is, not everybody knew that we were in a musical. I might have been having more fun with it than some, but then there might have been this one part where I picked the pumpkin up and danced with it a little bit. It made the shopping trip last a lot longer, but for some reason it was really, like, a lot of people were in there in Walmart at the time, and so when it was time to wait in line, I was like, okay, well, I guess the musical's not quite over yet. And so I kept singing and looking at folks, and some folks would not look at me back. And other folks, one lady, she sang with me, and we got right into it, and it was great.
Yes.
And really, there's just no point in being bored in life.
No, I love that so much. Dare I ask you to sing a little snippet of your pumpkin song?
You can dare, but I don't even know if I can remember it at this point. I got a clip on my phone from post-enthusiasm about it. To me, it was magical. I mean, I know it's kind of weird, but I can't stand the thought that I couldn't find delight. And their faces were like downturned and hard. And I was like, come on, I got a giant pumpkin in my cart, and we're going to make some pumpkin guts happen. And like, it's not so bad. We got a pumpkin. Everybody ought to buy a pumpkin.
I know. This is why you are one of my favorites, one of my all-time favorites in life, because that right there sums it up. If I never knew anything else about you but that pumpkin story.
It kind of is the story of my life. I mean, I wish I could say that I was worried about being embarrassed, but the thing is, you have to, like, remember your life story, and if you're not that interested, what's the point?
Right. And profound. You are funny and profound. How do you do that?
I don't know. I don't think I can take the credit for that. I'm just open to the unfolding of, I don't know, I love life.
Yes.
I love to be alive. I like the hard, I like the gritty, I like the fun, I like the joyful. Just kind of take it for what it is, I guess.
And when I'm hearing the story about singing the pumpkin song in the local store, and some people looked and laughed, and one lady joined in with you.
She totally did.
Right. And she doesn't even know the words, but she's ready to play. And she's thinking, whoa, look at this.
Yeah, she tried to get me hired as the greeter.
Right. Right. And then there are other people, and they're not daring to look at
they
you.
They would
because,
not. They're no. like, I do not know why that person is doing that.
Right,
that's
but we're
so
not.
Bizarre.
Yeah, there's no eye contact. People might think, I don't know what they'll think, but I'm not making
really
eye contact.
Whatever, I'm having fun.
Well, right. And that, I think, is the essence of an artist.
I
think so, because you're looking around, you're taking it all in, and you want each day to count, and you want each day to matter. And you're paying attention to everything going on around you, people's faces, what's happening, what is that moment like? And that particular moment was with a child, a pumpkin, and a store full of people you didn't know. And you made it.
Oh,
you
it was
made
so
it special.
Fun. It made my entire weekend. I pretty much floated on that experience for quite a while, laughing at myself, because sometimes I feel like two people, the person living the story and the person watching it. So sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, you nut. Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yes. And that's why I love it.
What do we have to lose, though? really, I mean, it's a fleeting moment, whatever. I have nothing to lose. Like me, don't like me, go away, come back, stay, whatever. We're going to be having fun.
And that's freedom right there.
You know, it comes from a balance, though, because like the song that you're about to play, it in that freedom to experience joy, I also take the same time to experience sorrow. This next song was born out of some deep sorrow, loss, and just embracing the full palette of sentiment that life is extending. And, you know, eat your greens, eat your bitters.
What is the name of this song?
I believe you're going to play What Would Be.
What Would Be.
And it's funny, you write things and then you grow. And so I wonder about Never. I don't think I know about Never now. So when we hear it, I listen now and go, I don't know about Never. Never's a long time.
That's right. So yeah, let's backtrack a little bit. This album or CD, mm-hmm. we're in such a new age technologically, was 4 years ago, correct?
Yeah, it was a brave move. The only singing I had done publicly was in church and stores, random store experiences. Some things don't change. But it was on my bucket list, and I was like, I don't care if I never sing out. I don't care if I don't even have all the songs written. I'm doing it, and I'm going to show up even in my imperfection and embrace it, because I'll never get to where I want to be if I have to have it perfect along the way. So.
And with that, Adrienne Hillman, our guest today on Musical Notes, and this song.
Empty arms in the face of tomorrow and the storm threatens to swallow the springtime we have today. I kind of thought we'd have a little bit longer to write our song. I guess I was wrong, and the empty bed fills my head with what would be that will never be. I guess it was a dream, and now I see, but the sun still shines on the other side. I have surrendered into your hands. I can't pretend, though I understand how it works out in the end. You offer hope, so lead the way out of this dark cloud. Greener, you still have to mow. It seems so futile to put on a show when it is evident. We both know that what would be will never be. I guess it was a dream. Still shines on the other side, and that is where I want to be.
Seeing as I'm the host, Adrienne, I'm not allowed to cry.
You could cry in my presence. I'll comfort you. Crying feels so good.
I know that's beautiful. What Would Be off the Calling Hours CD. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Those last lines, I mean, the whole song was beautiful, but those, what we both know, what will be will never be. Ow.
Well, you know.
And Yes.
Sometimes the truth is hard to swallow, but mm-hmm. when you accept it, you realize there's enough grace and enough provision to cover even the hardest truths. You can move freely and trust everything you need is coming, and it doesn't have to look a certain way to be beneficial to you, you know?
And there's the hope in that message.
For me, there's hope. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can rest, not perfectly, obviously. Then that would be kind of boring if I could. The wrestling yeah. match is a little bit interesting. Maybe like a kite needs that string to tether it, the tension of the string that, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. And it's the contrast that always intrigues me when I spend time with people. There's always a contrast.
Mm-hmm.
You were just talking earlier about the song about the pumpkin in the public store, and that was a joyous moment for you and the little girl mm-hmm. and many. And then there's the flip side, which is a song like this, and what you went through or what was going on at that time to write that song.
Yeah, it's really interesting in songwriting, because for me, I'm thinking about the lyrics, not just for that particular occasion, but how can I make the lyrics encompass the broadest range today, the next day, the memories in 5 years.
And we are going to get back to that in segment two. We're going to revisit this topic. This is Musical Notes. Our guest today is Adrian Hillman. We'll be back after these messages.